Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Barbara Brandon Croft made history with her pioneering comic strip, Where I'm Coming From. She became the first Black woman cartoonist to be published nationally by a newspaper syndicate. The strip focuses on a cast of several Black women who discuss important social issues like gun violence, racism, and surveillance. The distinct artwork in Where I'm Coming From catches your eye right away. Barbara only draws her characters' heads and arms. Now Barbara is out with a collection of selected strips from 1991 to 2005. It, too, is called Where I'm Coming From. She joined us from her home in Queens to talk about her remarkable career and how she became a cartoonist.
Honestly, somebody asked me to be a cartoonist, but I had been really trained to be a cartoonist. My father was a cartoonist. Nobody knows that. My dad is Brumsig Brandon Jr., and he had a comic strip, Luther, which was one of three Black cartoonists to come into the mainstream press in the late 60s, early 70s. So before Luther, he did cartoons, and even after, he did cartoons. So I was immersed in cartooning, and I honestly didn't think that I was going to be a cartoonist. That was not my plan, my goal. Not that I had a plan or goal. I just didn't know what I was going to be. I went to school for art. I did not know what I was going to be there. I dabbled in almost everything. It wasn't until I tried to get a job at a magazine, and the editor-in-chief there, Marie Brown, she was like, well, you're kind of funny and you draw. Do you think you could do a comic strip? I was like, well, sure. If he can do it, I can do it. You know, I saw my dad do it. I can do it. So that's when it hit me. And that's how I got started doing it.
Yeah, and you actually worked as an apprentice for your father. Can you tell us about that?
So my dad did a daily. So that's a lot of work. Every 2 weeks, he had to do 2 weeks of Luther. He applied Zippitone to his strip for skin tone. People don't know what Zippitone is, but it's a sheet of paper that has dots on it or whatever it has on it. And you adhere it to the original artwork and you cut it out and you burnish it. And it's tedious, you know, it's a lot to do. And he wanted help doing that. And he gave a test to at least me, my brother and myself. But my brother had a really shaky hand. I mean, I won the contest.
Congratulations.
And my brother's drawing of Luther, he had a story as one of his characters, and his drawing was really shaky. But that's mm-hmm. how I became the apprentice.
Yeah, so once you knew you wanted to become a cartoonist, how did you come up with the idea for Where I'm Coming From?
It wasn't until I was trying to come up for an idea. And again, the magazine that I was coming up for it for was Elan, which was a upcoming Black women's magazine that was going to rival Essence. And they were like, could you do it? So I knew who my audience was. So my idea, after many ideas, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. But I got stuck on the idea of having Black women talking. It was a Black women's magazine. I was going to have a woman talking to, and it was called Where I'm Coming From. So in my mind, I was going to have a different character each time. You know, that's 12 characters a year that I can do. So that's where it came from. And it seemed to be a good idea.
Yeah, turned out, I think you're being modest. I'd say it turned out to be a great idea. I heard this cool story about how you created low-budget press kits about Where I'm Coming From, and you sent these out to syndicates to try to get your strip published. What exactly did you do?
Because my dad was in the industry, I had a clue to how the industry worked. And once I got one paper, I had Detroit Free Press, you know, I sent it to them, they liked it, they started publishing it. I was like, well, this could work. This is something I would like to do. I need more papers. But I knew that what I needed really was a syndicate. So I looked at all the comic pages, and like on the side, you can read different names of syndicates. So I was like, King Features, you know, Universal Press, you know, all those different things. And I wrote them down, found out where they were. I knew what they did was they put together a press kit on whatever strip they have, and they send it out to newspapers to try to sell the strip. So I wanted to sell my strip to them. So I was like, I'm going to put together a press kit of my stuff, and I'm going to send it to the syndicates. I got a folder. I cut out all these heads, you know, from my characters, Because again, I was published then, you know, I had this one paper. So I had a bunch of strips and it was a weekly, it wasn't a monthly. So I cut it out and I printed it on, you know, adhesive paper and I pasted it on this folder. And then I put in what I thought would catch their attention. I kind of put everybody on blast. You don't have any Black women cartoonists. You need to. I have one. You know, here it is. It's already published. So I got rejected by everybody, except for Universal Press Syndicate.
One of the most distinctive things about Where I'm Coming From is that you just draw the characters' heads and arms, and we don't see their full bodies. Why did you choose to go that way?
Well, mostly because in comics and other forms of media, you see women in terms of their bodies. You see cleavage to sell popcorn. You see, you know, you got to have these legs or you got to have this tiny waist, you know, superwomen. And I was like, you know what? I don't want that. I just want these women to be talking. And I just wanted to be there where they're coming from, you know, what their point of view is. And it also felt to me like it created a certain intimacy. You're speaking directly to the reader. And I have to say that where I saw that done was with Jules Feiffer. And I loved to see his work. He would appear in the Village Voice in, you know, in New York. That's where I saw his stuff. And I was like, this is good. I'm going to try this. And also when I don't have them talking directly to the reader, I have them talking to each other. But I was hoping to create a atmosphere of intimacy. You're kind of eavesdropping and you're hearing what these ladies who are friends are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that was definitely the right move because, as you say, yeah, it's more intimate and they're directly addressing the reader. So there's this bond that's established. And you also didn't use speech bubbles. Why not?
Again, I stole a lot from Jules Feiffer in that sense. I mean, clearly our styles are different, but he didn't use bubbles. He just maybe had a line that said, that's what this person is saying at times. Sometimes I tried that. And, you know, after I was doing it for 14 years, so there were a few years that, or maybe a year that I tried bubbles, stylized bubbles, you know, like putting a circle next to the head and things like that. For the most part, I needed room to get out what I wanted to say. So it worked out better for me not to go the traditional route.
Sure. I was very impressed by the incredible amount of detail you used to describe your 9 characters. Can you tell us about a few of your favorite characters?
A lot of who they are facets of me. So somebody like Jackie, who's very high-strung and emotional, it's kind of me, you know. Also, you know, Lakeisha, who's the one that has like the stylized dreads. I use her when I, you know, want to make a strong statement. Then there's, you know, like somebody like Nicole, who's just this cute girl, knows she's cute, doesn't care about much else but being cute and herself, kind of vapid. She's not one of my smarter characters.
Yeah, the characters are based, some are based on you, but they're also based on your friends, correct? And I'm curious about how they feel about being comic strip characters.
Well, they know that it's pieces of them too. So they know that, you know, there's no direct correlation. So I think that they were just more excited for me to have a strip.
Once Where I'm Coming From started running in more than 60 newspapers across the country, you made history by becoming the first nationally syndicated African-American female cartoonist. What thoughts went through your mind when that happened?
Well, the difference is what happened with me was that I became nationally syndicated in the mainstream press. So I always have to acknowledge Jackie Orms, who was a cartoonist in the 30s and 40s. She was doing it for a long time. And she was a Black woman, and she did cartoons in the Black press. Great cartoons and socially conscious cartoons. But my distinction is, and it started with just being in Detroit, I was the first Black woman to be nationally syndicated in the mainstream press, in a newspaper. It's a source of pride. And a lot of times people say, oh, so you opened the door for so many people. While I was doing it, I actually was concerned that I opened the door, but then I was in the door. So I kind of clogged the door. It's like, so they're like, you know, we don't need another Black woman cartoonist. We have Barbara. That's a kind of weird feeling as well.
Yeah. I never thought about that, but that's a very good point. I can see why that would be a weird feeling. But were there any particular strips that surprised you in terms of the way readers reacted to them?
I used to get letters, and this is back when people had to actually pull out a piece of paper and a pen and get an envelope and a stamp and take it to the mailbox, those kind of letters. And I put them in three categories. Fan letters, people like, oh, you said exactly what I was thinking, or these are the feelings that I have. There were also the letters of people saying, oh, can I get you an autograph? You know, and sending me a self-addressed stamped envelope. But the third one was what I called my not-so-fan letters. And people saw where I'm coming from and the women talking as being anti-men, which is stunning to me, and anti-white, because they're black women talking, they must be anti-men and anti-white. That was kind of surprising and not surprising. You know, my father got these kinds of letters 30 years before I was doing it. That's the kind of thing that kind of empowers me. You know, it's like, oh, I hit your button. I must be doing something right. You know, it's like there's something that you're seeing perhaps about yourself that is making you feel that angry that you have to write and say, one person told me that I should go back to Africa and I should take Jesse Jackson with me. I don't know Jesse Jackson.
I was really struck just reading through your book, just how the strips seem like you just wrote them today. You know, there's your timely topics, you're covering timely topics like surveillance, gun violence, school shootings, racism. And it's been almost 20 years since you stopped doing Where You're Coming From. How are you able to be so forward-looking in terms of your strips?
You know, it's interesting. If you talk about some of these subjects, you find that things haven't changed that much. I recently had an exhibit at the Ohio State University, the Billy Ireland, and it's an exhibit we put together of my work and my dad's work, and it's called Still. It's not just Luther, it's all of his stuff, and it's just where I'm coming from, because that's what I did. It talked about the same subjects by each image that we had. The only thing we put by it was the year that it came out, and it's kind of stunning to know that what my dad did in 1966 is something that I could talk about in 1993 or 2003 or 2013 or 2023. I just did another strip, and it's the same thing that keeps happening. I didn't intentionally try to make it timeless, but I find that if you talk about real stuff and it's true and you try to express the humanity in all of us, that's kind of a never-ending theme. And you can look back and say, oh, yeah, that's what happened. And they're like, oh, that's what is happening.
Yeah, very well said. What did your father think of Where I'm Coming From?
He was very proud of what I was doing, and he liked it a lot. There's a story, and this is true because I saw it on video, that he was saying that somebody said to him that, I think your daughter is a better cartoonist than you are. His response was, well, she had a very good teacher. She had a better teacher. That's what he said. I'm like, so that's not a better cartoonist than my dad. But, you know, he was always in good humor and he always knew the right thing to say.
Yeah. What impact do you think Where I'm Coming From has had on comic strips that came after?
I've heard from young women, cartoonist black women, who were like, oh, we love you. I was like, you do? I was like, you know my stuff? And they say that it had made an impact on what they did. I can't call out what it is that they saw in what I did, other than having a role model, other than I can imagine myself doing it because I saw her do it. There's something nice about being a role model. I can't say exactly what they've taken from my stuff. I did meet Keith Knight, who does the K Chronicles, superior cartoonist, at the CXC Cartoon Crossroads in Ohio. He got the big award. And when he was receiving his award, he called out me and my dad. He's like, for the people who came before him. And that meant a lot to me. I thought that was classy. So I think we made an impact. I know we did. I feel like I did. That's kind of a good feeling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And well, it should be, definitely. Barbara Brandon Croft, thank you very much for joining us today. Congratulations on Where I'm Coming From. And I'd like to offer belated congratulations to you and your father for having your work in the Library of Congress.
Yes, thank you.
Barbara Brandon Croft is the creator of the groundbreaking comic strip, Where I'm Coming From. You can see some of her work and find out more about Barbara at wpr.org/beta.
The stamp of Elroy is very heavy in this, and he is one of my literary heroes to the point that my dog is named Elroy.
Coming up, the critically acclaimed author Jordan Harper talks about his LA-based crime novel, Everybody Knows. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.